This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's a terrific show in the heavens this holiday season, and it has nothing to do with the little star of Bethlehem. This is an unusual alignment of the planets, coupled with an annual meteor shower that gives you a good reason to look up if you're feeling down from all the shopping. With us on Day to Day to talk about this is Ira Flatow. He's the host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to this program, and he spoke earlier with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
This alignment, Ira, of planets, when can we expect to see them and what's happening up there?
Well, this is really interesting. You're going to be able to see all nine planets, including Pluto, which has fallen out of favor with some, but that's another story.
You mean not really being a planet?
Exactly. You're keeping up on this, I can see. All nine planets are going to line up in the sky in the order that they are positioned, you know, in the solar system, away from the sun. Now, you're not going to be able to see all of them with your naked eye, but starting on the 10th, that's Friday night, and through the evening of the 13th, you should be able to see Venus through Saturn, meaning Venus, Mars, you know, you can go through those planets as they line up. You should be able to see them without binoculars or a telescope. And then you've got Uranus and Neptune, which you'll have to have a telescope or binoculars. Now, I hear you saying, hey, Ira, where's Pluto and Mercury? Well, you're not going to be able to see them because they're going to be lost in the glare of the sun. But you can choose the time of day that you'd like to see them. If you like to get up early in the morning, if you're an early riser, you can see them in the dark in the morning, or you can wait till the evening. They'll be out then, and you watch them in traffic. I like to watch them from my driveway usually.
Wow, astronomers are pretty excited about this particular alignment then.
Yeah, this is really a rare event. Sky and Telescope magazine says that the last time this east to west alignment happened for any length of time occurred before the invention of the telescope, which is around 1600. And if you want to wait for the next one, you're going to have to wait about 400 years. So see if you can take advantage of this occasion.
And the meteor shower, it was mentioned that's an annual event. So that's going to be not so rare, but pretty spectacular then.
Oh, yeah, and it's spectacular every year. It occurs every year at this time. And the exact dates this year, the Geminid meteor shower, as they're called, because it appears that the meteorites are coming out of Gemini, the constellation. It's going to happen the night of the December 13th, 14th, that night and then the morning. And what makes this great are a couple of things. First, it's in the winter. You may have a very cool, crisp night to see this happening. And second, if you miss it on that peak night, you can still see it for a couple of nights before or after. So you can get a head start on it over the weekend, or you may be able to see it a bit later in the week.
When you say, Ira, when you say meteor shower, we're talking about just a whole bunch of shooting stars, that kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah, that's the common name used for meteorites as they fall to the ground, are shooting stars. And the reason that we have a meteor shower is that the Earth, in its orbit around the sun, is passing through a place in space that it goes to every time of this year. It's a place that is dusty. It's left over from the dust of the asteroid Phaeton. And as I say, every year the Earth goes through this spot and it encounters the dust, and the particles hit the Earth's atmosphere at about 22 miles per second. So they're vaporize and they go out in a blaze of light that we see as a shooting star.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome, Noah.